Yes, he said, just as casually. I read last year that she'd been married, a baker, I believe. And because there seemed nothing more to say, neither of us said anything at all. The train for Warsaw left Amsterdam July the 15th, 1955. I was astonished at the number of students who had been attracted by the festival. Hundreds of young men and women milled about the station. For the first time, I began to believe the extravagant figures I had read in the magazine. My suitcase was heavy. In it were just a few clothes, a change of linen, and some extra socks. Most of the bag was filled with small 31-page booklets entitled The Way of Salvation. If the communists had attracted me to their country with literature, I was going to carry in literature of my own. Karl Marx had said, "Give me 26 lead soldiers and I will conquer the world," meaning, of course, the 26 letters of the alphabet. Well, this game could be played both ways. I was going to Poland with editions of this powerful little book in every European language. And so, with the suitcase almost tearing away from its handle and my new corduroy pants squeaking at every step, I climbed aboard the train. A few hours later, I was standing in Warsaw's central station, waiting for my hotel assignment. I felt very alone. I knew not a single person in all of Poland, nor a single word of the language. From all over the world, thousands upon thousands of young people were converging on Warsaw for purposes opposite my own. As we waited, I found myself praying, and I wondered if mine were the only prayers offered in this enthusiastic, laughing, confident throng. My hotel turned out to be a school building that had been converted into a dormitory, especially for this occasion. I checked in and was assigned to a mathematics classroom that held 30 beds. As soon as possible, I left the hotel and went out into the Warsaw streets, wondering what I was supposed to do next. Rather aimlessly, I boarded a public bus, and suddenly, as we wove our way through traffic, I knew what I was supposed to do. I had learned a little German during the occupation, and I knew that there was a large German-speaking minority in Poland. So, taking a deep breath, I said aloud in German, "I am a Christian from Holland." Everyone near me stopped talking. I felt horribly foolish. "I want to meet some Polish Christians. Can anyone help me?" Silence. But then, as she rose to leave the bus, a fat woman pressed her face near mine and whispered an address in German. Then she said the words, "Bible shop." My pulse raced. A Bible shop? In a communist country? I found the address, and sure enough, there it was. A Bible shop, plain as day. The window was filled with Bibles, red-letter editions, foreign translations, pocket testaments. But the shop was barred with a heavy grill, and the door was padlocked.